Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:04 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Do you think this will catch fire, Dell? Did cheating actually help the Houston Astros win the World Series? A Duke University study says, I know it sounds crazy, in the games where they definitely cheated, there's little or no evidence of a significant surge in hits or runs.
Didn't we already go through this? Wasn't this already legislated and talked about on Twitter that the numbers aren't so dramatic? And don't we already know that Marwin hit a home run on the road and the Astros won the World Series on the road? Why is this? I'm tired of this. Aren't we all tired of it? I mean, fine, hate the Astros or not, I'm tired of this talk. Enough. They made a World Series without cheating.
Here are a couple of findings, though, okay? Just for
bleeps and giggles.
There was no statistically significant difference in the number of strikes, in play outs, or hits when the Astros banged the signal. There was, however, a 5% increase in the number of balls called on pitches in which the Astros hitter was signaled. This could be because hitters are more prepared for the pitch or because a breaking ball, one that curves on its way to the batter, is more likely to fall outside the strike zone. So, okay, I get that. Many Astros batters, including several... This is a Duke University thing. Of course,
yeah,
it's
so
nerds.
He's a giant nerd.
Many Astros batters, including several on the team's top players, actually hit worse at home when the cheating should have given them an advantage than on the road.
We know.
Yeah.
We know this. I know there's no Cameron crazies to write about, but we know this.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. This is one of the first things Astro fans talked about. You know how some of our guys were actually not very good at home compared to what they were on the road? God.
There was one guy who was significantly better at home. Who was it?
Was it Marwin?
Nope.
Who was it?
Jake Mariznick.
Oh, well. Well, that makes sense because, I mean, he's in the grand scheme of things, he's a good baseball player, but as compared to Major League Baseball players, he's not very good.
No.
Not at hitting.
And now when he's met now, right?
Yeah, so we don't care. Yeah.
Wait till they get a load of Jake at the plate.
They don't know
without any banging.
They don't know what Jake is at the plate already. 2019 would tell them what Jake is.
I mean, I'm just so tired of this. I'm just so tired.
It's enough. I mean, thank you, Duke person, for telling us something we figured out. People on Twitter who don't go to Duke, who don't have the degree you have, told us that plenty of Astros weren't that great at home compared to what they were on the road. We know this already.
Yeah, we're aware of this. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
It doesn't matter.
And is it going to be... But then is anybody from baseball going to pick it up and say, gosh, this is illuminating?
And on the same day, Sam Miller's writing a piece about how we can't boo the Astros at home. How opening day, home fans won't be able to boo them. Like, they would be booed at home. So stupid.
No, unless there is a smattering of whoever, unless they were playing the Red Sox and Red Sox fans came in and started booing them. But Astro fans weren't going to boo them. This is an us against the world. You saw the Lance McCullers shirt, H-Town versus everyone. That's the, rightfully or wrongfully, that's the thought everyone here has. So ain't nobody getting booed except for opposing teams if we had fans in the stands.
I'm not sure what the rotation is. ESPN's got something different than we thought originally. Would you save Greinke for the Dodgers?
I mean, do we know what the Dodgers are going to roll out there? In their games, has that been settled? Because that would play a part in my decision making. Who was part of that Dodgers rotation at that time? Because sure, if they're rolling out they're already a little weaker because no David Price clearly. But if they're rolling out one of their top two guys, yeah, I want Greinke against them. It all depends.
Yeah, I think instead of pitching him in Game 3, which is a thought that might be. We know JV's going 1 and McCullers is going 2 now. The ESPN's got Greinke 3 and Josh James 4. But they need a fifth starter, and that fifth starter is going to be going against the Dodgers. Come on. Let's put Greinke and Verlander back to back against the Dodgers just to shut them up.
So you don't. Yeah, that sounds good. Have your top two in that series just to, not that there will be fans in the stands, but just make the Dodgers feel a little bit worse. A little bit worse. Freaking smacked around again at home. Remember we were here last time we were here? You lost the World Series? Welcome back.
Yeah.
That's what I would look for.
Yeah. Remember?
This was supposed to be, you know, your get back. Nah. We got our two best out there. But I don't know how, if Dusty plays those type of games. He might be so straightforward. He goes, nah, Greinke goes third.
They might not even travel to Kansas City because of the weather.
Yes. That's been reported, weather issues. And for an exhibition game, if it's as bad as what's being reported or what it might be, yeah, stay home.
Yeah.
80% chance.
Well, right, because you'll be able to work out here.
Yeah, as opposed to sitting and waiting for hope, right, for it to possibly clear. And then you're adding extra risk, particularly in these times. If you don't have to make a trip, don't make the trip. Why expose yourself to something?
According to Brian McTaggart, against Josh James makes the Astros rotation. Osuna, Peacock, Pruitt likely to miss the opener. Damn it. Osuna, Peacock, and Pruitt. Javier Pound strike zone. Rain threatens exhibition game. Damn it. That's the Daily Notes. What's with all these injuries? Baker said Osuna is not hurt. He reiterated he just came late to camp by no fault of his own. We're at the mercy of when he's ready. Joe Smith won't be there. Peacock, Pruitt, and now Osuna too. That's crap. Rotation against Seattle to start the year is going to be Verlander, McCullers, Greinke, and James. So he's going Greinke third, which I don't know. I'm not about that. I save Greinke.
Well, if you're 3-0, you'll feel better about it. Like if they start off 3-0 and then they go on the go. I know the Dodgers series means something, but in the grand scheme of things, well, to be fair, every game means quite a bit now. But I get it. You're against the Dodgers, but if you can start off 3-0 by beating up on the Mariners, okay, take care of your division. And really, the Dodger Astro thing is mostly for the Dodgers. I mean, the Astros may, I think the Astros will treat it less important than the Dodgers do. I mean, might be a big deal for us because the Dodgers have been whining, but
right.
If you can sweep the Mariners.
That's bigger to win a division. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much bigger.
Yeah. In a 162 deal, I'd be like, yeah, I would love to see Greinke and Verlander back to back against the Dodgers just because it's normal times. It's good TV. But let's get off to a good start. And if that means Greinke against the Mariners, so be it.
Yeah, I'm worried about no Yordan, no Urquidy, no Osuna, Pruitt, Peacock. What the bleep? Our team is ready to play. We're ready to go. And nobody's ready.
Well, maybe we need to start looking at injury reports for everyone else. Are the Rangers beat up? Are the A's beat up?
I don't care. Our guys. We care about our guys.
No, the point is, I don't want health to be an issue while the Astros are trailing early in the division.
Are they going to do the whole opening day thing where everybody trots out and stands on the line?
That would be against social distancing rules. Are you going to line?
Unless you're going to line up all the way to the wall.
Who are they introducing themselves to?
There's no fans.
Yeah, there's no point. Are they going to play the national anthem with no fans? What's the point? Is it just for the players?
It's for the players, yeah.
So every game, they're going to have a recorded version of the national anthem? They're not bringing in a singer every game, are they?
Are they going to kneel?
Unlikely. I don't see baseball.
Oh, I don't know.
That. You think so?
Uh-huh. I heard.
Have we heard anything about it?
There's some talk about kneeling.
I know the player who initially kneeled for the A's and then who
he's not even back. He stayed in New Mexico.
Yeah, and then he got arrested, so people are like, kneeler who got arrested. I forgot his name. He was like a catcher, a backup catcher,
Bruce,
or something.
Bruce something.
He got after
Bruce Maxwell.
He got after baseball a little bit.
Yeah, he got after him. He said, "Oh no, I'm staying in. You, none of you guys did this with me, right? And now you guys want me back? Nah, I'm staying in Mexico. It's better down here.
I'm good." So I wonder which the most likely Astrid O'Neill.
It's most likely Josh James.
Springer. We're obviously doing that because of African American, but do we know that they've been vocal about the, no, Springer doesn't have social media, so we wouldn't know what he has to say.
I wonder if McCullers.
I wonder how many, if any, Astros would do it. That's why if you're a pro sports league and you don't even want the heat when there's no fans in the stands, why are you playing a national anthem? Just avoid the thing at all costs. If you don't want to have that as part of your storyline this year.
I don't know why they're playing the national anthem anyway before the games.
No other.
There's no reason.
No, it's a very American thing to do.
Don't they do? They do some kind of song in Europe?
Not before matches? Not before club games. They do it before international competition. That makes sense. The two countries are playing. They don't do it before club games. Like, you don't watch Man City and Arsenal hear the Brit, whatever the English national anthem is.
Oh, Canada.
Well, that's in Canada.
Probably British, too.
No, it's not.
It's a good song.
It's nice.
Might as well adapt it.
So you want that to be our national anthem?
I don't care.
Anthem?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that. I like the song.
So are you saying, America?
United States.
Our
glorious and free.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of sacrilegious, but okay.
10:15 ES. Well, if we wouldn't kneel for that, would we?
Yeah, some of us would.
I don't think so. That's a different song. We're not kneeling for that one. 10:15 ESPN 97.5. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that here on the show. Any idea why they're starting at 8? They did. They explained it. Listen, the good news is the West Coast games are going to be 8 o'clock games instead of 9 o'clock games. So that's 6 over there. They're starting them early over there, and they're going to start them a little bit later here. I think they're going to try to stagger games, right? They're going to try to have East Coast and West Coast games so that they can get nationally televised games. But I guess you're going to get more East Coast attention if you start at 8 as opposed to 9.
Sure. Their games, what's an East Coast game going to? Yeah, particularly if it's a matchup you want to feature. People can't stay up as late as, it's the summer, but still. Starting a game at 9 on the East Coast is going to be a problem if you want people to watch that game. So it makes sense. And it's 8 o'clock Central, right? What does he mean by 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock Central.
8 o'clock Central.
Yeah.
Well, it's still 9 on the East Coast then.
You got 8 o'clock at Los Angeles games, which is sweet.
Okay, yeah. So instead of the 9.
But you've also got 8 o'clock home games.
Or Dodger. When they played the A's or the Mariners, even the Dodgers, were those 9 o'clock games or 9:30 games?
They're 9:10.
Okay.
Yeah.
9:10. Okay.
So you got, how about this? You got MLB Network is the opener against Seattle. Tuesday, July 28th, FS1. Saturday, August 1st against the Angels is a Fox game. Thursday at Arizona is a Fox game. August 6th, you have one from August 6th to September 27th, you have one more nationally televised game at the Dodgers on Saturday, September 12th. You're the Astros. You're one of the favorites. I would think that they would want the villain on more than that.
What's the normal number of games? Because have they already reached their number for a 60-game schedule with that initial jump of or jump off of games?
Yeah, within the first, they have four within the first couple of weeks of the season. They have four nationally televised games. I don't know what the number is. I'm sure the Yankees. Like if I want to go back, go and look up the Yankees. I'm sure They've got more nationally televised games. Let's take a look and see. But five nationally televised games right now. I wonder if it changes.
Yeah, maybe some of that stuff is open. And with all these things up in the air, if the Astros are in a pennant race against, and the A's are coming to town, or they're going to Oakland, I'm sure that might be thrown on national television.
Yankees have seven nationally televised games, and they don't have any. Man, maybe they've only got them booked up through August so far, because the Yankees' last one is August 16th.
Man, if there's a Red Sox series in September, that will, yeah. I'm assuming multiple games will yes. be on national television.
They probably don't have any. They don't have the schedule set for the end of the season.
Yeah, seems
yet.
Likely.
Yeah. So, I'm sure of it. The Astros are going to be on more. Yeah, they don't have one after August 6th. I'm sure they'll have more.
Well, I'm looking at programminginsider.com. The final one on the schedule currently is September 6th, Cardinals at Cubs. And this is the ESPN game on a Sunday. So they have their ESPN Sunday schedule laid out. But outside of this opening week, there's only one other game and that's not on a Sunday, and that's a Thursday game between the Cardinals and the White Sox, and that's in Iowa for the Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, but that's probably why.
So they haven't
for sure.
They haven't fleshed out the entire national schedule.
Yeah. Have you seen the field?
I've not recently. I saw it when that report was initially mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture of the field. It's going to be kind of neat.
Our cornfield.
Do you think any ghosts are going to be coming through the cornfield?
Well, it depends if you believe in ghosts or not.
Well, no. Well, you do. You believe in vampires.
No, I don't believe in vampires. I believe in watching vampire television, but I don't believe in actual vampires, except for your children. Your children are vampires. Well, not your specific children.
Because they'll suck the blood out of you?
Blood, money, life force, all those things. Ask a new parent how they feel when your kid's two. Do you feel like they've drained you of your life? Just like a vampire would?
You think that children are vampire-like, look, and that they'll suck the life out of you.
When someone says vampires aren't real, I would say, have you looked at a child lately? They drain your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
They drain your life force. They drain kind of all the fun out of you until they're old enough where you don't have to take care of them as strictly as you currently do. They're real-life vampires. And trust me, if they thought sucking your blood would be a way to make their lives better, they'd do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't have kids. That whole empathy thing doesn't really grow until later on. I'm just telling you, real life vampires.
I'm not sure about your vampire theory.
All right, just asking you. Do you feel like life's been drained out of you?
Kids.
Not now. Not now.
Not now.
Do you feel like?
So you don't get over being a vampire, though.
You're not watching the same stuff I'm watching.
You get over it?
In some of these shows, you can get a cure. You're no longer a vampire. So, do you when your kids are in their twos and through like five and eight, did you feel on some occasions like the life was drained out of you because you just, well, maybe not you. Maybe I'm asking the wrong person. But maybe a normal parent would have felt like, these kids have sucked the life out of me.
Yeah, no, I did not feel like that. Well, I did not feel like the kids sucked the life out of me.
You were working 4 hours a day, and then you go play golf. Yeah, you had a different life.
Right, I had a nanny.
Yeah, you had a different life altogether.
Right. Time to talk about American Shaman. Listen, you will I feel better. I mean, I can't guarantee that you will feel better, but I can tell you this. I feel better. It helps with inflammation, migraines, muscle pain, stiffness. I mean, I like to play a lot of golf. A lot of poker where I sit there for hours. So I like to do that stuff. And you know what? You can get stiff. You can get inflammation. This stuff helps. And American Shaman CBD is better than the other ones. It just is because it's water soluble. It is science. Okay. That is, it's the best in nature enhanced by science because they made this CBD oil, which oil and water don't mix, right? Well, this is water soluble so that it goes through your bloodstream evenly and hits the places that it is supposed to hit. That's basically it. It's pretty damn simple. It can relieve everyday stress, healthy inflammatory response, calmness, relaxation, quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, your immune system. And American Shaman is the best of this because of that science. You can get, there's stores, 30-some stores located from Katy to Beaumont, Conroe to Galveston, and all points in between. You know, learned about CBD for yourself. ShopCBDTX.com. ShopCBDTX.com. I'm telling you, you'll like it. You could use it for your pets, for anxiety, for them, if they're hyperactive, all of these things. ShopCBDTX.com. Jack Mayfield took Verlander deep yesterday.
Super Jack.
Yeah. Are you concerned that Justin Verlander is not any good anymore?
No, because didn't we hear that he no-hit the lineup the last time there was news about him pitching?
Yeah, but he gave up a home run to Jack.
He gives up. I don't know if you know this. He gives up home runs all the time now.
It's kind of what he does.
He does that a bit. No, I don't feel like he's done. I feel like this break has done him a favor. He's going to be there to start the season when he wasn't going to be there to start the season. He won't have to pitch as many innings. And if the Astros are where we want them to be, he'll be fresher.
How excited are you to watch Astros baseball?
I'm excited to watch anything get off the ground when it's sports related. I don't know. The Major League Baseball has had their issues with the startup, with the testing, and so did the MLS. But they are well into week two and no positive tests. So I'm excited to watch all these sports continue to go. And I'm sure baseball might have their stumbles to start. But as long as the people in charge are like, you know what? We believe in our plan. We're going to push through. And eventually this stuff will be less of a concern. I'm excited about it. I don't want them to go in there softly, though. Go in there with things not going your way, fine. But realize that you're still going to try to get a season done as long as you can do it safely.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go Friday night.
There's no one going.
I'm going.
How are you going to go? As a media member?
Yeah.
Are they letting media in?
Yeah.
Game by game
basis.
As long as they stay in the press box?
Well, I don't think so. I think you will, since there's no fans there, you can let the...
Are they going to let you guys anywhere near the action?
No. No.
Just but you can there. Sit anywhere?
I think so. I'll sit right behind home plate. I'll sit in Jim Crane's
seat. I don't think they're going to let you sit in home.
They're going to let me sit in Jim Crane's seat.
They're not going to let you.
I'm going to ask them.
They're not going to let you sit anywhere in view, at least not that view. You might be able to sit down a baseline or something. Or a foul line, excuse me.
You're probably going to be able to sit up in the way up in the club can't see you.
I'm sure they don't want you in view because then they have to explain to people who the hell is that?
Media.
Oh, the media can watch games?
Did you buy a $100 cutout of yourself to put in the outfield?
We talked about this, and no, I don't care.
Well, I think... can I take a picture of you and put you up there?
No, you can't use my likeness. Sorry. I'm like an NCAA player, unless you're going to pay me.
I'm paying $100.
You're paying me, not them.
I want to see you with your face, the face you made for that picture.
How much is it worth to you, John?
You have to wear Astros gear.
How much?
I'm going to pay the $100.
No, me. Not you're using my likeness.
I'm not giving you any money.
All right, then. I'm not doing it.
No. I'm not. We're not doing that.
All right, then. I guess I'm not going to be a cutout.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's real? First of all, a guy says his wife got pregnant because their cat poked holes in their condoms.
Cats are evil beings. Of course a cat would do that to you.
Why are your condoms somewhere near the cat?
What kind of cat, what kind of person and what kind of cat decides, I'm going to leave my condoms near the cat, and the cat decides, I'm just going to, claw at them, bite it? What'd the cat do?
I hope it's not biting your condoms.
You wouldn't know.
Then you got cat stuff all over your.
He's got a lot of issues then. You wouldn't notice. I don't think the cat would have been delicate with it. So you won't notice the holes that a cat pokes in a condom. Because it's still in the wrapper while the cat's doing whatever. You're going to be able to notice that, right? If we're buying into what this guy is saying.
There's a hole in this.
Yeah. If what did they tell you at stores?
Wait a minute. Is it unwrapped and the cab was poking holes in it?
This is the questions we need to ask. These are the questions. Because if it's in a wrapper and a cat and you're going to blame the cat for poking a hole in it, you're going to be able to see a hole in the wrapper.
You didn't see that.
Hey, man, sometimes you get really excited.
Man, Netflix is starting a new movie project with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. Reported budget over $200 million.
That's like Marvel. Right under Marvel movie territory as far as money's concerned.
Wow. That Netflix is doing $200 million. How in the hell do you make that back?
Yeah, the Netflix business model, I haven't dived into it. It's always a blip. I know the subscription thing, but is a Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling movie going to bring people to the table? Like, because in a with a movie, oh, these two are in it, so I get the I'm going to go watch it.
I'm going
to pay to go watch it, but I'm already paying for Netflix.
Right.
So I wonder what the math they do for that to make sense to them.
Well, a movie is, or is it a, it's a set of projects.
A project.
It could all be a series.
Possibly.
Like how many people went to HBO for Game of Thrones? How many people subscribed?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you make that point. Some people, they would fall off the subscription. Then when Game of Thrones came back, they would jump back on. But are enough people going to jump on a Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling project? With no history of the project being attractive, like it's just too. I know they're stars and people like to go see them in movies, but $200 million worth of signups.
Either that, or you're staying, or do they think that
is Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans aren't gonna keep me from canceling if I was gonna cancel.
Better be a good.
Yeah, I don't get how Netflix makes it work, but they're still the leader.
Doesn't it have to be a Marvel thing or a?
Who knows? To get people to watch, like, you know, Disney Plus will have, like, they had the Hamilton thing, and people signed up to watch it if they haven't already had it.
Mandalorian?
Yeah, I watched it, but I didn't sign up. I found a way.
What? Oh, so you stole.
I'm not using those words.
You think that's appropriate?
I'm not using those words.
Well, you know, I'm using those words.
I know, but
if you got it and you didn't pay for it, you stole it.
Or maybe I used someone else's subscription.
Oh, stealing.
Does Disney say you can't give your subscription out to people?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's what it is, exactly what it says.
I never said that, John.
Yeah.
Mickey never said that. Sorry.
No. Yeah.
Those aren't the rules. No, but but they've put in money on these projects before. I mean, they do action movies. I don't know how much the Charlize Theron movie costs, but that one just came out a week or so ago, The Old Guard. She's a big star. It didn't look cheap at all. I don't know if it was $200 million worth.
Man, that's what movies are going to be now, huh?
Yeah, you want to go to a theater?
No, I don't ever again.
No, so yeah, you're going to see a lot of this. Like the Christopher Nolan movie that keeps getting pushed back, at some point they might have to make a decision and go, okay, we know it's a Nolan movie, we want people to see it in screens, but are we ever going to get this movie out? They might have to give it to one of the services. Like Tom Hanks' movie, they sold it to Apple TV because I don't know if it was initially for Apple
TV. Gate?
No, not Pizzagate. The war movie he's in, Greyhound, I think it's called, on Apple TV. So I think that one was sold because they're like, okay, we're never going to get this to the screen. It's happening. You see, if you're on your on demand, they have like $20 movies now for the new ones because they're never going to be able to release them. So the Frozen came out on Disney Plus, right? Because it could never. Actually, it came out in movies, but then they pushed it to Disney Plus faster because their theater run wasn't going to be as long as they wanted it to be. Just how it is right now.
Yeah. Do you wish you were a part of this herd immunity fest?
No, I don't want any part of it.
In Wisconsin? First of all, do you ever want to go to Wisconsin?
I would only go to Wisconsin for a sporting event, and I would want to leave right afterwards.
And which, obviously, a Packer game.
Or I would have gone to Notre Dame, Wisconsin, if that game was still being played. It's not in
at
Lambeau.
Camp Randall?
In Lambeau. They're going to do it in Lambeau.
Oh, they're going to do it in Lambeau.
They were.
Yeah, they had a herd immunity fest. 3-day event where nobody wore masks and everybody just got together.
I hate people. I mean, more than I normally do. And you know we're going to find out how many people got sick.
Yeah.
And you know what someone's going to go? I didn't think it was that serious while they're in the hospital.
Or dead.
Yeah. Just like the other guy we talked about from Texas went to a COVID party and died at 30 years old because he thought it was a hoax.
But yeah. Who is it? Oh, no, it was some game show host. His son got it. He was a total outspoken, and his kids got it. Anyway, I wish I was at the Herd Immunity Fest. Looks like a good time. Except there's a lot of big people there. There's a lot of really big people. And you look at the picture, that looks like a Wisconsin Herd Immunity Fest. Looks like a Wisconsin herd, actually.
You have experience with that place, so you can speak yes. on it more than I can.
It's big people. They're big people. Yeah. And you can tell it here. They like sausage a lot. They like sausage and cheese.
Yeah, and they like
sausage, cheese, and beer.
And it's not like the sausage we see here. It's a different brand of sausage.
No, it's brats.
Yeah.
Which is filled with fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they love that. And they love, and their cheese curds.
I've never had cheese curds before.
Cheese curds will put some weight on you there.
I'm not looking for that.
No.
Enough.
If you were trying to put on some pounds, like Bryson DeChambeau, cheese curds.
But I thought, I feel like he used less natural things.
Yeah. No. Oh, by the way, yeah, it's cheese slices.
Do they just throw?
It's slices. Kraft slices.
Ugh. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Kraft singles are trash.
Kraft singles are awesome. Love them.
If you go to a place, a restaurant, and they throw Kraft singles on anything, they hate you. And they're doing you a disservice.
Oh, Jemele Hill is out. I'm on Team Jemele. You know that, right?
I know.
She said that all Trump voters are racist. No wiggle room. Clay Travis says, plot twist, Jemele's mom is a Trump voter.
Well, then he said she's a racist. Then she's a racist then. Did Jemele say, except for my mom?
Huh.
She didn't say, except for my mom.
No, she said, then apparently her mom is a racist.
I know you playing gotcha, Clay Travis, but unless Jemele comes out and says, except for my mom, then her mom's a racist.
Well, since she's calling mom a racist.
Yeah, that's fine. People have called other people's moms worse. I'm sure people that Clay Travis knows have called their mom worse. Yeah. It's fine.
Are you voting for Trump?
Nah, fam.
What?
Nah, fam. Not doing it. Didn't do it the first.
Go ahead. Have fun with that Biden vote.
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people who didn't vote for Trump are having fun right now. What's the difference? Have fun with that Biden vote. What does that mean? What does mean?
Go ahead. Enjoy that.
Enjoy what?
Your Biden vote.
What does that mean?
That's how that works out for you.
What? I mean, I know how it's worked out for me the last 4 years, not voting for Trump.
How did it work? It worked out great, didn't it?
Has it?
Could we be more unified as a country?
Then that's my point.
You see what I'm saying?
That's my point.
You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I know. I mean, unification of the country, great response to a pandemic. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, maybe I don't get college football this year. So how'd that Trump vote work out for you? You may not get college football this year. How about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see, that's why I think it's so dumb. Trump should want more and more and more testing, because the more testing there is, the lower the death rate is. So the lower the death rate is, then you say, wait a minute, everybody. We're overreacting here.
Huh. And you've decided to use logic in determining why he does and doesn't do things?
I don't get it. I don't get it. No, you want more testing. So that you go, oh, guess what? We have a lot of deaths, but the death rate is not that bad.
I don't know if you know this, but our own governor is now just simply talking to Pence, because apparently the one who you think should want more testing is now bored with this. Like, Governor Abbott's now just talking to Pence about 3 times a week to try to figure things out, because apparently the president doesn't care anymore.
Well, he's moved on.
He's got an election to win.
God, come on. I got to get some votes. I'm down in the polls, although he won't admit that. Oh, and by the way, if he doesn't win, he's not sure he's going to accept the vote count.
Yeah, if you missed it, he was on Chris Wallace yesterday. I mean, he was on Fox News, and Chris Wallace was interviewing him, and he goes, it was about the potential for voter fraud with mail-in ballots. We've heard the president talk about that quite a bit. And then Chris Wallace was like, well, what if you lose? He goes, well, are you going to accept it? I don't know. I don't know about that yet.
Hi. 713-780-3776. Oh, no, that's it. We're done.
No more calls.
News of the Weird comes your way next. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713. Oh, no, you can't do that. Chuck Woolery was the answer. Chuck Woolery. Did you see the black bear video?
Yeah. We talk about bravery. That woman just standing there and going, if I run, he's going to mess me up.
Right.
So I'm just going to stand here and let him paw at me until he gets bored.
It looked like he was grabbing some booty, didn't he?
I'm not going to put sexual harasser on the bear. I think he was just...
It seemed like it.
I don't know if he had that in mind. He was just pawing. And the lady was like, the rules state that if I move and run, he's going to me up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to stand here. And she did until the bear got bored and moved on.
It didn't seem like... It's not a full-grown bear.
No, I don't know how big black bears get. But it did seem kind of...
She was probably about 5'9", 5'8", 5'7", maybe. And the bear was just a little taller than her.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they look like when they stand up. But yeah, the bear was like, okay... This isn't interesting anymore. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can hold my water.
She was just, and the bear was kind of, I think he was grabbing some booty.
I'm still not going to put that on the bear. I think the bear was curious, but maybe not an assaulter in that sense.
Well, I don't know. That's not assault if a bear grabs your booty.
But why are you even putting
because
human.
Because it looked like his hand was on her booty.
I think he was pawing. It's more of a slap than a grab.
It seemed like he was trying to see if that shook.
See? That's assault. And I'm not going to put sexual assault on the bear.
Well, the bear doesn't know sexual assault.
Well, you're talking about it slapping it like it's attempting and it's thinking about grabbing booty.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying this shit was just pawing at a body part.
What
didn't
if
even
was
think
an
about
LSU
booty.
Fan?
Well, the bear would have used a finger, not an entire hand.
Yeah.
We know how LSU fans roll. They're delicate when they're touching Alabama fans. And that...
You can't find it.
No, it's gone. Oh, here it is.
An LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
Do you think she said that at any point?
No, it's a bear.
Do you think that... What if the bear was wearing an LSU shirt?
It wouldn't. It'd wear a Baylor shirt.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it's a Baylor bear.
Or Chicago.
Or Chicago bear. Yeah, it's not going to wear... A bear's not going to wear a tiger shirt.
I think it was more like a Chicago Cub.
True.
Shreveport police are actively searching for a woman who allegedly shot her boyfriend and left him in critical condition. Do you know why she shot him?
He took her sandwich?
Nope.
He cheated on her?
Nope. He refused to argue with her.
Okay.
This is why. Okay. Detectives secured an arrest warrant for 29-year-old Jenalisha Lawrence, who is being charged with attempted second-degree murder in connection to a shooting. Found a 34-year-old man with gunshot wound. Lawrence shot the victim following an interaction in which the man refused to argue with her. Lawrence fled the scene in a green Honda Accord. Do you think it's more egregious to shoot someone or leave in a green Honda Accord?
Well... I'm not going to hate on the green Honda Accord. Hondas were a big thing when I was growing up. I think it's more egregious to shoot someone, particularly when they simply decide they don't want to engage with you. And you know, they're doing the thing where they don't escalate something and you take it to the ultimate escalation.
Mm-hmm.
More egregious.
Yeah, probably.
Pick the people. I don't know how you foresee someone shooting you when you don't want to argue with them, but I feel like there are warning signs. Be better at picking your partners, people.
Yeah. So a woman, apparently, she went to a Verizon store and refused to wear a mask. So what do you think happened next?
They used one of their phones to call the police on her?
Nope. She urinated on the floor.
Do we know who this person is?
No, I don't know that we know her name. I think she urinated and left. Female is pulling down her pants, now urinating inside the business.
You know, the local Target, and I think it's because of the mandatory mask, probably exactly because of that. Everyone wears a mask. You can't even get into the store without wearing a mask now. And you know what? Everyone was fine with it. Just walked in. Now, I was only in there for about 20 minutes, but everyone had a mask. No one was fighting it. Everyone was prepared. it's very easy not to urinate in a public place because they told you not. They told you you have to wear a mask.
Oh, wait. Plot twist.
Oh.
Roseville police got to the scene and confirmed the incident to CBS 13. Spokesperson Rob LaBacchera says officers arrested the woman after finding several stolen items from a nearby Dick's Sporting Goods store in her vehicle.
You got to be a total a-hole and a dummy while you're in the midst of stealing stuff to draw attention to yourself over a mask.
Yeah.
You got to be out of it to bring that type of heat down on you. Oh, look, not only did you involve yourself in urinating on some carpet, you also stole some stuff from Dick's. So we'll take you in for that, too.
Well, a California man has been accused of gambling away his COVID relief funds in Vegas.
What do you mean accused? You can't do that?
I guess not. A California man was arrested and ordered held without bond on Thursday for fraudulently obtaining some $9 million in coronavirus relief funds.
Well...
and using some of the money to gamble in Las Vegas. He submitted a number of fraudulent loan applications in relation to the coronavirus pandemic and obtained millions in Paycheck Protection Program. Well, isn't that the real story?
Yeah, not that he got caught.
Not that he gambled it away.
Yeah, that's a bad way to start your story.
If you
defraud the government of $9 million, wouldn't you want to disappear? Like, if I somehow figured out a way to get $9 million, well, to be fair, I don't think any country would accept us right now. Maybe that's his biggest problem. But way back when he got the funds, find a way out. Buy a private plane.
Yeah.
And get out.
Beat it. You're going to get caught.
Yeah. Why? No, I'm just going to hang out in Vegas and see what happens.
Ooh, apparently in Orlando, Florida, there was a motorcycle crash death. And it was listed under COVID-19 fatalities. I told you this is happening. This is in Chicago, people are shot to death. Did he test positive? Yep, put him under.
And is this simply to get more money?
More money from the government.
From the government?
Yep. Yep.
I feel like it's bad enough with COVID that you don't need to fudge the numbers.
However, in Orlando, it was reviewed by Dr. Kent Donahue and... it was reviewed and taken off the COVID fatality list. Thank you.
See? There's some oversight there for once.
There's a Florida man who was accused of spray painting "I Can't Breathe" on 100 stop signs.
He's trying to make a point.
I guess he is. Although, you know, at some point you're probably going to get caught. Hey, the dude, you're walking around. We see you.
I feel like it'd make a bigger impact. If you walk to the local precinct and sprayed
it all over the wall at the precinct,
I can't breathe. I don't know how long you'd be free, but if you're trying to make some impact, I don't know what the stop sign's gonna do.
Get your ass kicked, probably.
Well, I don't. It appears to take a lot less to get your ass kicked right now.
Yeah, in Portland.
Yeah, you can just.
What do you think's happening with those people that are being put in those?
Well, there are accounts. It appears they take you away. Don't tell you why you're arrested. At least some woman had this account, and they lock you up for a day or so, and then
just walking around.
No, they lock you up for a day or so while they'll walk around, do their jobs, and they say, "Oh, we don't really have any charges for you. Bye,
bye.
Yeah,
we can't hold you anymore
because we really didn't charge you with anything."
Hmm, that's a good way to go about it. That's government. 10:56, the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, bud.